This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The most recent executive order from the White House, signed by President Trump this afternoon, starts like this. It shall be the policy of my administration, it says, to regulate the United States financial system in a manner consistent with the following principles of regulation, which shall be known as the core principles. It then goes on to list consumer choice, competitive companies, avoiding taxpayer bailouts, and tailored regulations, and that is just a partial list. We're going to talk about how that might happen in a minute, but we'll start with the whys and the wherefores. Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post and Lynette Lopez from Business Insider are in our studios in New York to talk about the past 5 days in this economy. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai. What's up?
Catherine, same old, I suppose. Catherine, we'll start with you. The president has let it be known that he wants to whittle away at Dodd-Frank, the post-crisis financial reform law, and also this thing called the fiduciary rule, which is all about making financial advisors responsible to their clients' bottom line instead of their own. Talk to me about the repercussions of some of the changes the president's talking about.
Well, what the exact repercussions will be are a little bit up in the air, given that, for example, with Dodd-Frank, that still requires action from Congress.
Yeah.
The executive order that we've been talking about basically has to do with enforcement and setting the tone for how strictly enforced various parts of Dodd-Frank will be, as opposed to actually repealing it. So we still need to have Congress do something. And they do seem keen on doing it, but they will probably need 60 votes, as I understand it, to actually get a repeal and or replace through. The fiduciary standard, they have a lot more leeway on that because that's an executive branch regulation. And this executive order today basically delayed its implementation.
So, Lynette,
have a lot more control.
Right, exactly. Lynette, talk to me about that word that Catherine used. Tone, the regulatory tone right now.
Oh, darn. I thought you were going to say fiduciary. The regulatory tone. The regulatory tone leaves a lot of things up in the air. I mean, in Congress, they've already started repealing some of the parts of Dodd-Frank. Now, if you were paying attention on Wall Street for the last 8 years, a lot of the complaints about Dodd-Frank were, you know, at least on the more wholesome side, where, you know, this is hurting community and regional banks because the regulation is too onerous for them to be able to lend. But when you look at what Congress has actually already started doing to repeal Dodd-Frank, it doesn't seem like the kind of legislation that is supposed to help those smaller banks. Like, for the House Financial Committee started repealing an act that requires transparency for foreign governments that get involved in our oil and gas industry.
Right.
So I don't really see where that's what that has to do with what of our in the industry considered the more serious issues with Dodd-Frank.
Yeah. So, Catherine, just on that point of community banks versus Wall Street, I mean, the biggest banks in this country are bigger than they ever were. They have more of a share of the capital under management. They are more systemic than they have ever been. And here we are in a lessening regulatory environment.
Yes, all of those things are true. they are partly true, of course, because we had the financial crisis and because there was a lot of consolidation that had to happen because a lot of banks folded or got bought up, for various reasons. So some of that, you know, is because of government action. Some of that is in spite of government action. It would be great if we had more cops on the beat and, more of an eye towards financial stability. It does not seem like that is where this administration is heading. And, of course, it's very contrary to the rhetoric that Trump used during the campaign, right? I mean, like, he used a lot of very populist rhetoric, a lot of anti-Goldman Sachs rhetoric, and he is surrounding himself with many of the people that he maligned.
Yeah, we're starting to see that in all sorts of industries, too. I mean, look at what he did with his meeting with the drug CEOs this week, where basically the only regulation that he suggested was allowing pharmaceutical generic drugs to be processed faster through the FDA. But, like, anything that would help the consumer on pricing more directly, I mean, he was just like, you just got to get the prices down. He didn't say anything specific about that. So that's another difference from Trump on the trail
Trump
in office.
Which goes to the whole tone thing. Anyway, that's Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.